Blog Talk Radio.
You want real? I got real. Welcome to my house, Brick House. You heard?
Half, half, half.
Good evening, everybody. God, what was that? The long tricked out version. Monday, April 23rd, 2012. You are now listening to the sounds of Brick's House. Welcome to my house, everybody. Chat room is live. Just opened it up. Want to thank you all for coming today. We got an interesting topic lined up for you guys. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And if I hadn't mentioned it before, I am your hostess with the mostest. My name is Brick. We opened up the show today with a very interesting song. Now, I know y'all think this person is Disco Fever. No. Is this Studio 54? No. What I opened up the show with was a song by a group called, they used to be called Two Tons of Fun, and they used to be called The Weather Girls, but I like to know them as The Weather Girls. I didn't really care for Two Tons of Fun. But that was It's Raining Men, and it's by, composed of two ladies. I believe her name was Isadora Fleming and Martha Wash. You probably heard of Martha Wash more than you've heard of the other one, Isadora Fleming, I believe. But those were two ladies that bust the doors down back in the 80s. And they did that with their song, It's Raining Men, and a lot of other songs they had, hits with a lot of other songs. I want to bring in my my team, as I see that they were so diligently on the phone before the show even started. I mean, that's impressive. I was really impressed. So, surprisingly, it was not the lady of Phone Fantasy Radio. It wasn't the crush. But it was this man, Mr. Black Reporter.
Of course.
Black Reporter.
For this topic, I will be first in line.
Oh, for this topic, you're going to be first in line for your helping, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I kind of figured that. So, before I begin, I want to encourage everyone out there within the sound of my listening voice, if you'd like to call in and comment on our topic today. The number to call in is 1-805-830-8320. Chat room is open if you want to come on in. Shout out to, we got guest 5483 is in the chat room right about now. Chat room is open in case you want to go inside and comment through there. But we love to hear the sound of your voice. And on that note, Black Reporter, do you know the reason why I started out this show with the Weather Girls?
Because of their other name, their first name.
And what was their first name?
Their first name, huh?
What was their first name?
Their first name was, like you said, Two Tons of Fun.
They are
two ladies. Who are seriously supersized BBW.
Yes, they
and
are.
I thought that they were very attractive.
Yes,
you know?
They were very beautiful women. And
exactly.
Like I said, these ladies bust down the doors. I didn't mean physically, literally. I meant figuratively. They bust down the stereotype of the singer and what singers had to look like.
Exactly.
And they wanted to be featured on stage. And these women, I'm telling you, anybody wants to go back and look at the It's Raining Men video, definitely needs to go back and look at that video on YouTube or wherever you can find it. Look at that video and see these two plus-size, super-size divas, okay, wearing negligees with these half-naked men dancing around them. Now, back in the day...
Now, the only problem I have with that video is who latched on to the video.
Okay.
Mostly white gay men.
Okay, first of all, we're not even going there with that Black Reporter. Okay? I know that. That's why I said, if you listen to the beginning of what I said, you heard me say that it wasn't about disco. And it wasn't about Studio 54.
I was hoping that you would take a hint with what I meant when I said Studio 54. It wasn't about, hey, girlfriend, hey, sugar. We're talking about the ladies. I'm sure they didn't intend for their song to be the gay anthem. I'm sure they probably didn't, even though they work with a lot of gay artists. Shout out to all the gay artists out there. Shout out to Sylvester. God bless them and rest in peace, who they worked with on a lot of things.
Yeah.
But before I keep going, let me bring in the First Lady of Full Fantasy Radio. Let me bring her in. I can't keep her waiting. This is the chief cooking bottle washer here, but I keep her waiting. La Crush.
Because she can talk about me.
Hello, La Crush. Y'all are going to get a long applause today. Everybody down from talking and put you on. This lady here pays the bills.
Wow.
All right. Okay, LaQuest tell us she wants some kind of trip.
No.
To get back to what we were saying, I understand that Black Four, but the significance of the Two Tons of Fun was to show that back in the days in the 80s, we've always been around. BBWs have always been around. But they weren't, they were sort of kind of hidden. And
exactly.
I put on, specifically I wanted to focus on Martha Wash. Because if you remember, Martha Wash has been around for quite some time.
Yes,
but
she
if
has.
You remember in the 80s, after she did the Two Tons of Fun thing, she kind of disappeared off the map. But we still heard her. We heard her from groups, CNC Music Factory. She was the voice.
Yep.
Everybody get down. That was
exactly.
her.
Exactly. That was her.
With a skinny woman lip syncing to her. Black Box. Everybody, everybody. Black Box. That was a skinny. No, she was a skinny British. I don't even think she could even speak English. She was French or something. She couldn't speak English. But yet and still, she was the face of Martha Wash.
Mm-hmm.
I had a big problem with that. But that's another story for another day. The point I'm trying to make The point I'm trying to make here is that it wasn't always popular to be big. It wasn't always a good look to be out there singing and be big. Okay? You had some artists that kind of fell in line with that stigma and did something about it. For example, Kelly Price.
Yeah.
Kelly Price was a super-sized BBW when she came out.
Mm-hmm.
But she figured that she couldn't get any, they didn't take her seriously. Even though she had a voice that was banging and signed with R. Kelly and was making these records with Mr. Biggs and all this other stuff, she felt she wasn't taken seriously as an artist. And nobody, she would only go but so far. Why? Because back in those days, people were dancing in videos and, you know, you had Mary J. Blige come out and she was keeping step with her dancing behind her and, I guess there was a lot of pressure, I'm guessing. I don't know, shit.
Yeah.
I'm guessing. So you had people like that putting the stigma up there that, okay, this is how you have to look. You have to look a certain way. Black Box, like I say, they couldn't speak English. But yet still, she was out there.
So,
guys, if you want to call in, 805-830-8320. Chat room is open. Crush.
Can I raise my hand?
Yes, you can.
Oh, okay. Raise my hand. And I'm trying to understand the topic at hand because, you know, I mean, are we talking about the fact that big women are just being viewed now in mainstream as far as the public eye? Because I feel like if you think about it, you know, a lot of us wouldn't be here now if it wasn't for the love of a big woman. So we're talking about the fact that because we have social media and the fact that you have, because a lot of the stuff is just, it's now that you're seeing it. You know what I mean? Social media is making a lot of stuff popping right now. You know, not even it's not even a fact of the fact that you have us on TV or, you know, because everything you see on TV is not everything that's going on behind the scenes. And I'm only asking because I know in my hood, you know, it was all right to see the big girl. Was it something? You probably wouldn't see that big woman. You probably wouldn't see that big woman at the movies. But excuse me, in our, especially in my community, you know, the big woman was married. She was taking care of her family. She was taking care of her home, and it wasn't a question of, are big women popping? Are big women in style? Are we a fad? That wasn't even thought of as a question, because we knew that what we see on TV is not what we're going to have in real life. TV was TV, fantasy life, and my life is my life now. But I guess with the fact that we have all these reality shows popping up, and I'm like, even as far as mainstream is concerned, a lot of their wives, I'm not even going to say their girlfriends, a lot of their wives or the main important people in their life happens to be that of a big woman. So yeah. I'm just trying to, you know,
okay.
I don't know. Maybe I'm...
One more thing. If you can remember, you mentioned Kelly Price earlier, but wasn't that Kelly Price who played that role in Why Did I Get Married, the first one? With the security guard, and she ended up
being... No, that was Jill Scott.
Jill Scott, I'm sorry. But still.
What I'm saying is, I'm not trying to make it seem like this is some kind of phenomenon, like the six-legged baby that was just born. By no means am I trying to make it seem like this is some kind of unknown phenomenon. What I'm trying to show is that how things have changed. Okay, because at one point, I know what you're talking about when you say the big woman always existed. Yes, she did. I'm not saying she came out of a cave somewhere and was like, ooh, new species. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that it was not socially acceptable then. It was not socially acceptable to be seen. I mean, like when I say socially acceptable, I mean... Now, if you see a big man walking down the street with a big woman, you look, you turn your head, and you don't think twice about it. Back some time ago, it wasn't even too long ago, a man would walk down the street with a big woman, a supersized BBW. Everyone would stop, look, point. Like, wow.
Actually, I'm not necessarily sure that's true, and I'm going to explain why. Because I remember in cartoons as a kid, there were little men with, and they weren't over, you know, obese women. They were just much bigger than the man was. You know, full of figure. Paula is full of figure. And it wasn't because the man was that small. But I remember seeing cartoons in which the man was taking orders from the woman and she was ordering them left to right and everything. But this was in cartoons, white cartoons, actually.
Well, I'm not talking about a woman being just a little bit bigger than her man. I'm talking
No. This is not that situation at all. This is not that situation at all.
What I'm trying to get at is the fact that now society, I'm looking at it from society's point of view. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I understand, yes, it's all we've always been here. True, we have always been here. Okay, but we have never been brought to the forefront like we are being brought to the forefront now.
Okay.
At one point, it was not necessarily considered taboo, but it was something that was hidden. You had a lot of guys out there that crush. Don't tell me that you have never encountered a chubby chaser where he acted like in front of his friends or whatever that he was not interested in you at all. And then on the side, he is trying to, you find when he gets alone, he tries to be nice, he tries to go the extra mile, tries to talk you up, tries to, you know, ask for your phone number, and all sorts of other stuff. Because he's not going to admit to his friends, or not going to at least show his friends that that's something that he's attracted to. Because that would leave him open for a backlash. Laughter, whatever him and his friends laugh about or whatever they get together, yo, your girl fat, whatever, whatever they talk about, he doesn't want to bear, you know, he doesn't want to deal with that. So what they're going to do is they're going to go behind the scenes and act like, you know, I've been a witness to it. I bet you I could probably find 10 other women out there that have gone through the same thing where a guy acts as if he's not into you because, you know, of your weight. And then come to find out that's exactly why he's into you. That's exactly why he won't leave you alone. That's exactly why. So what I'm trying to say is I'm not trying to bring any shine to the plus-size woman that, oh, the freaks are finally getting their due. I don't want it interpreted that way because I'm not a freak, and I don't think any other plus-size woman is a freak either. What I'm trying to say is that it seems like, you know, from society before, I'm showing you the situation with Martha Wash was basically an example. And calling for whatever you wanted to see it, they did not want Martha Wash bouncing up in front of their screen, okay, because they figured that, no, we could get some skinny chick there, and she can lip sync to the Martha Wash. Okay, and do all the moves, I guess, that Martha Wash can't do, and wear a pair of spandex. Because Martha Wash would look silly out there in a pair of spandex. And they put the skinny chick with these long braids up there who can't even speak English to dance around and lip sync to the song. Why was that done? You know, why did that have to be an option? DNC Music Factory. The girl clearly could sing with the girl that they had in the group. Why did she lip sync Martha Wash's part? What's up with that? So what I'm trying to show is that now we have plus-size singers, we have plus-size models, it's out there. Everyone's embracing it now, okay? Where at one point, you know, everybody was kind of like, oh, my goodness, you know, I don't want to be big, I don't want to be this, I don't want to be that. There's size acceptance now. And I'm trying to show how now, how it's a good thing, it's a movement. I think it's a good thing. But you have some people out there saying that, this is a fad. This will pass too. This is something that's not even going to last that long. This is just going to come and go, just like bell bottoms.
Nope.
Wow.
You know.
Me, the only man on here, I'll say flat no.
All right. My thought on this. First of all. To some people that may not know, there are levels, as there is levels of slimness, there are levels of largeness. You know, if you're a big girl, there's many terms for it: BBW, SSBBW, thick, voluptuous, full figured. And so forth. And when we're talking about SSBBW, we're talking about those that may exceed or shapely between 350 pounds and larger. Well, I get what you're saying, Brick, and then I don't get what you're saying. Okay,
what is it that you don't understand?
I get the fact that we're talking about those, as we like to call, in-the-closet chubby chasers, which is what you were just saying. You know, the fact that, you know, this gentleman prefers big women, but he doesn't want the people to know that he prefers big women. I get what you're saying. I also get the fact that, you know, I'm looking at it as being a member of the swingers lifestyle. At one time, that was so taboo. You never need to put that out there. You never need to say that to nobody. That was nobody's business. You know, don't put that out there. But here we are in 2012 where people are talking about this openly. You know, people are attending parties. You know, people are not afraid to say, listen, I'm a swinger. You know, I do X, Y, and Z, So I can understand that. But that's a lifestyle choice. You chose to be in that lifestyle. If somebody is a SSBBW or a supersized BBW, it's not really necessarily them choosing to be that, first of all. It's not them, you know, waking up one morning and saying, you know what? I think I want to be a big, beautiful woman. You know, no, matter of fact, I want to be an extra big, beautiful woman. So, you know, I'm going to eat this cake, I'm going to eat this pie, I'm going to eat this, and I'm going to be an SSBBW.
Actually, you have something to do.
So you know, that's not what happened in most cases. There are some people out there that actually aim for that. We're not even going to get into that. That's a whole other show. But that's a whole other fetish show. But we do have some people that, you know, I did not aim to be this. I just woke up one day.
Oh, I know, in way, shape, or form, meant to imply that anyone chose this. Like, oh, you choosing to live this lifestyle of a SSBW. I'm not even trying to make it seem like a lifestyle.
I'm not saying that that's what your intention are. I only said that for the simple fact that, you know, if a gentleman, because I've had a gentleman sit up there and tell me he didn't want to date me because I was too dark. You know, growing up, I was the black monkey. You know what I mean? Like, that was the thing. Growing up, it was a, you know, you would be ashamed to have darker skin because they called you all types of niggas this and dark this and black monkey this and, you know, you're crispy. You know, they told you all types of stuff like that. As I got older, you know, all of a sudden, it became beauty. You know, it became, oh my gosh. Like I said, I've had grown women approach me and say, oh my God, what kind of foundation do you use? Or, you know, and that was before I even knew anything about makeup. I've had people approach me and tell me how beautiful I was on the simple fact of the complexion of my skin.
Beautiful chocolate complexion.
Right. So I've had people say, oh my gosh, your skin tone is so beautiful, blah, 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 blah. And at one point, it was all about the light-skinned person. Same thing with men, you know. It was all about the blacks, the light-skinned guy or the lady that they see on TV. And, you know, you do have those that like or is attracted to. I've really, really, really never had a guy physically, I'm just saying, in physical mode, sit up there and want to date me and then purposely or you know, acknowledge the fact that, you know, I don't want you to meet my friends because you're a large girl and he knows I don't date large women. Like, I've never had nobody really physically and openly admitted that.
Maybe
you know what I'm saying? So if I felt that way at any point, any time, that was just my assumption that's what it was. But nobody's ever came and said, you know, I don't want you to be my friend. I don't want this. I don't want that. So technically, I can't even say, yeah, that's what the really case was because I've never had nobody come out and vocally voice that to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, you know, we could say that could be it, but that don't have to necessarily be it neither, you know. And as far as, like, men liking us, because it's one thing to be accepted on TV and mainstream. It's another thing when you're talking about me personally. First of all, I'm not a singer. I'm not a dancer. I don't have this natural, you know, God-given talent as somebody as Marsha Wolf, you know, and Kelly Price and those who are inside the music biz. So I can't relate to that. You get what I'm saying? I can only speak on me being in my community, you know, so I can't really speak on if it's a fad. Because now, you know, times was different back then. Now we have something called the social network. And we got access. Everybody has access to the World Wide Web, which in their own right, this is, you know, and I think we was going to go over this, but in their own right creates your own identity. You know what I'm saying? You create your own celebrity status, and a lot of people have been known to take it to the next level and make it to the big screen. But I could be a celebrity on the internet rather than be a celebrity on the television or,
okay,
you know, actual radio. So
I think the whole example with the Martha Wash thing is kind of skewing your view or everyone else's view. People, I did not use Martha Wash and Two Tons of Fun as a diagram or a exhibit A for the night on plus size SSDBWs. That was just an example of, I played their music, it was as an example of how they were treated back in the days for their size, how it wasn't size acceptance, wasn't really going on back then in 1984. I brought it on as a reference, not as a tone for the whole entire show. So let's get off of Martha Wash and them.
But even if you bring in Kelly Price, or even if you bring in somebody like Star Jones, who vocal about her weight, who was vocal,
okay,
like you said, let's get off of Marsha's story. Okay, 1984. Let's skip to the late 90s, early 2000s. Let's skip to somebody that we all familiar with somebody like Star Jones, who was vocal about her weight. She sat on national TV and said that she was proud of her weight. She despised people that went and ran and got that surgery and so forth. You know, and she despised people that don't accept her because she's over 300 pounds. But then in turn, not even a year later or 2 years later, she ran herself to get surgery.
But I'm not even going there with celebrities. That is not my purpose for this program. My purpose for this program is to talk about us, the community, the inner city. That's the focus of all my programs.
But that's what I'm
not
saying.
Trying to compare
city,
you.
But that's what
else
I'm saying. In the inner city, we see this. This is nothing new. You can't compare. That's what I just said. You cannot compare those of the celebrity for a lifestyle to use examples as Marsha Wallace, to use example as Kelly Price. You can't compare those that you see on TV than what you see in the actual city. Those on TV are riding around in Lexuses. Those in the actual cities are dating the big mama.
I'm not comparing anybody to Martha Wash. I'm not comparing anybody to you. You can't compare the situation.
Calm down. That's what I'm saying. We can't compare the situation. I'm not comparing. I used that as an example to start off, ladies and gentlemen. Is it a fad? You didn't compare the two. You just sat here and said, is it a fad? Is that
I said,
because
society.
You asked if that was socially acceptable, and then you used Marsha, and you used Kelly Price. Both of the same are zero. So therefore, you are comparing the two. I'm not comparing the two.
I said society states that the phenomenon, okay, with plus-size women, the phenomenon does not only have to be in Hollywood. It's everywhere. The phenomenon is basically going to be passé like bell bottoms. That is what society is saying. I don't believe that to be true. Society's weird.
Let's just establish that. Society where? In what society? Because all the examples you gave us are examples of celebrities in Hollywood. You didn't give us examples of Jane and Martha and people that we see every day.
That's what I was trying to get to, Crush. I was trying to get to the examples of James. I started out the show talking about this is why I chose this because X, Y, and Z, and I thought it was a perfect way to open up the floor and open up the show to our discussion. No way, shape, or form was I going to do the autobiography of Martha Wash on this show. Or was I going to do it on Black Box or CNC Music Factory or any other celebrity I mentioned? That was a segue into our topic for the evening to talk about
and I'm answering, and I'm answering.
Me, other plus-size BBWs and what we go through.
And I'm answering based on what you already said. That's what I'm answering on. Am I not? Did I do something? Did I answer the question wrong?
And what I was trying to say. You didn't understand my topic for the evening.
And now
I was
asking,
trying to.
That's what you do when you're having a discussion and you don't understand. You
ask.
So I was asking, and I gave my opinion on what you already stated. So that's what I'm doing right now. So it's not in no shape, way, or form. Am I misunderstanding you or anything like that? I asked. You clarified. I gave my opinion on.
Okay, but you kept saying you didn't understand. Okay, you know what? Let's just agree to disagree. I'd like to continue on with the topic for the evening. I see 225 you've been holding. Thank you for holding. I'm sorry, I'll be right with you. 805-830-8320 if anybody wants to call in and give their comment about what's going on this evening. For right now, okay, let's all just take a minute, take a breather, cool down. Okay, I'm going to play something, and hopefully when we come back to the discussion, cooler heads will have prevailed, and we can continue our discussion like adults. Okay, so in the meantime, like I said, the chat room is open live. If you want to call in, excuse me, and feel free to leave us a call in and give me your honest response. I like this. Contrary to what you think, this is a good topic. This is something we need to stay on. And we'll be right back after this song. Don't move.
Oh,
Welcome back, everybody, to Brick's House, and we are talking about BBWs, SSBBWs, and everything in between. I am your hostess with the mostest, Brick House, and we got a little hot before the break, got a chance to cool down a little bit, got a chance to, you know, take a breather, take some water, and looking to open up our conversation again with much cooler heads and basically take input from anybody who wants to call in. I'm sorry, I guess 225 hung up. I've been waiting too long. But if you want to call in, 805-830-8320, you can chime in on our topic concerning BBWs, size acceptance, and basically how it fits into society today. As we left off, we were talking about, I think I cut you off, Black Reporter, and I'm sorry about that. Sorry for anybody who got mixed up or a little bit muddled with the dialogue that happened between me and LaCrush earlier. It's just that when you're passionate about something and two passionate heads combine, it's like two bulls ramming heads together. After a while, you know, they realize that they have a headache, so one just walks away, another one walks away. Hey, what can I say?
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, well, you know, at the end of the day, it's all love. You know what I'm saying? If you weren't passionate about something, if she wasn't as passionate as she was, then I couldn't mess with her. You know, I can't deal with, you know, people who are dead inside and don't feel nothing. So it's a good thing. No problems here. Let's just get back to our topic at hand. Now, BBWs, the SSBBW, okay? I've had a I don't know what I would even consider myself. I don't know. You know, at one point I thought I was one size, another thought I was another size. I keep hearing different things from different guys. And at this point, you know, I just consider myself a BBW. I don't know, you know, men, maybe y'all could, you know, help out with this or what you use to judge. I really don't know. I don't know how the scale goes. I've seen certain drawings on Facebook and are you this shape or are you this size or whatever, whatever. I don't know. I don't know where these things come from.
Okay.
Does your butt belong to this tribe? Does it belong to that tribe?
No.
I don't know.
It doesn't even go like that. There is one question that does go back and forth among the BBW community, though. You will hear this question a lot from men to BBW. Is not meant as a insult or anything. It's to know how your body is shaped. It's to know, the question normally is, are you an apple or a pear? If you're an apple, you're more of a rounded BBW where, you know, you don't carry your weight in one particular place. And if you're a pear, you carry your weight mostly in your butt and your backside. So
okay.
That's one of the questions that's normally asked.
Okay. What I really want to know is basically the size issue.
Okay.
I have heard some guys state that they won't date a woman who is over a certain size, under a certain size. I've heard quotes from as far as, I'm not going to date a woman who's under 300 or who's under 400 as such. Black Reporter, I don't know what your preference is, and I'm not going to really, you know, if you want to say it, then that's your business. But as you, as a lover of the plus-size woman, I mean, give me some insight on that. And guys, before you answer, guys, if you want to call in and then give me your assessment of what you like in a BBW, by all means, I'm willing to listen, I'm willing to learn. Let me know, school me and let me know what the deal is. But Black Reporter, go ahead.
This is only one man's interpretation, so be aware. My answer, quote unquote, may not be correct as far as your standards are concerned. When I look at a BBW, you got to add in her height, awake, her body measurements, particularly her breast size. If they ask you things like waist and everything, that's a bit much, you know. But, you know, I see a nice and now you can say a thick woman is a lady who wears 38C and above or 38D and above. And, you know, that is always a good thing in my book. But if you are a very slim waist, then that's going to throw everything out. Now, you can be like 5'2 or 5 foot and 160 and be considered a BBW because by your height, you're short, but you're thick, you know. Myself, it depends on the height of the woman. I prefer a woman who is 3 and over. I prefer a woman who has a 48 or larger chest. That's my preference. But at the same time, that's just on looks, on appearance. Just like there are some women who prefer large men. I mean, large as far as tall men. And also large between the leg. I won't go there, but still. That's basically my criteria right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's your criteria for a plus-size woman. And what is exactly, is it something you see personality-wise? That
yeah.
you don't get from other women?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, if the woman has a personality, that's the first thing. Don't come at me sitting like a log.
Don't come at you what? I'm sorry?
Sitting like a bug on a log.
Okay. All right. Shout out to the chat room. They got a lot going on in this chat room. I'm seeing they're talking about everything from life.
What are they talking about? My comments.
Y'all guys are just talking about everything in here. Okay. Shout out to Just Live, Starbucks, 1970s, and Sun 752 is holding the chat room down. We have someone on hold speak. And let me bring them in, area code 347. Hello, 347, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, area code 347.
How are you?
All right, how are you? Who's this?
Take a guess.
Take a guess?
That's not correct.
It's Skyla.
Oh,
hey, Skyla, what's going on? You know, you're going to live a long time.
He said this is a gift, and Skyla knows better than that.
I just asked.
Blackerfoot sound drunk. Blackerfoot sound drunk just now. Blackerfoot is not sipping on that cough syrup in there.
Hey.
How you been, Skyla?
I'm doing good. I can't complain.
Yeah, you've been a long time. I was just asking questions.
Y'all talking about my favorite subject, so I had to call in.
Oh, yeah, figures. So tell me, do tell, what do you, first of all, do you have a size limit? Do you have a size restriction limit?
Preference?
Honestly, I do have a weight preference. Starting has to be at least 180 and up.
Oh, 180 and up. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you're not necessarily, I don't know. Men know women's sizes and shapes. I don't know. So 180, I think that would be just in the thick category, correct?
Yeah. 180 puts you in the thick category.
Okay.
For me, anyway.
Okay. So what is it about... what is it about the SSBBW or BBW or thick female that you like? Is there something more to her personality? Do you think that there's, you know, what is it that grabs you besides the obvious, you know, size attraction?
Honestly, the personality has to match up with the size. You have to have a big personality to go with the big woman face. You can't be a big woman and have a small woman, you know, personality. That's how I see it. You've been made big for a reason. Everyone is not made small, and everyone shouldn't have a small personality. Every personality should stand out. It should be big and bold in its own way. That's one of the things I look for. And the plus five woman, your personality has to fit you. Even if you're the nice, quiet person, be the biggest nice, quiet person. You don't have to be just fit average or try to, you know, just blend in.
I was thinking that more.
But my preference is, honestly, it's more of an attitude. You have to, and I don't mean, you know, you think you're better than anybody, but you have that attitude, that confidence, meaning that you can do whatever you set out to do. You're not limited by your size. If you want to go out and be that big sexy woman that everyone turns around and wants to look at and be that woman. I mean, if you also want to be that nice, conservative, you know, dressed apart woman, by all means, be that too. But just know that you have to have that confidence, that will to be whatever you want to be. Don't let it just be what people see you or how they see you. But for me, confidence, motivation plays a big part, you know, besides just the physical.
Okay. All right. Very good answer to you guys. Do you find that you're seeing more and more of the plus size women in, you know, like on, like Crush mentioned earlier, with social media? Do you feel that is what, well, we know that that's a new, you know, horizon for plus size models to explore and to get noticed and to get notoriety from, you know, we already know that. But do you think that it's
honestly,
a good thing?
Honestly, I feel that it's about time. Like, I don't, for me, I always felt strongly about it. I had no problem walking down the street with my plus size woman on my arm. I don't care who looks. And I'm actually glad that a lot of people are actually starting to, I would say, come out of the closet about how they feel about a plus size woman.
Do you have any friends, or did you have any friends that, you know, made fun of you because you decided to date a plus size woman?
I had work. I had my family. My family was the number one. You look too good to be running around with this fat girl on your arm, and that's who I was attracted to. I've been attracted to them since I was like 7 years old.
Wow. And you get this from your family? Really?
Yeah. When I was younger, they was like, they was like, no, we have to, like, they told me, we have standards. We can't just be walking around with just any old chick on the arm. She has to be arm candy. So, yeah, I've heard it.
Wow, okay. I've heard it.
Well,
it's good that you follow, you know, the beat of your own drum and decided, you know what, this is something that you wanted to do, and, you know, you listen to your own heart. That's a good thing. But, wow, I mean, that's a new take, forgetting it from family, that, you know, you would think your family would just be happy that you're happy. But I guess that's not always.
I got it also.
You got that also, Black Reporter?
Yes, I did. Because, you see, I didn't get married at home. I got married home in Louisiana. I got married in Arizona. I met my wife here in Louisiana. We got married in Arizona.
So?
Okay.
We moved up to Arizona together. And from there. We spent 23 years together.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I loved her because I loved her. You know, she was a big woman. She had that big woman attitude. She had that intelligence and everything, and that's why I loved her.
What's that big woman attitude? What is that?
That I'm not gonna just stand for your bullshit, you know. You got some space to come right.
You mean the attitude?
Yeah.
A big woman's attitude? Isn't that just women in general?
Yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily a big attitude. I just think that's women in general, my opinion.
This is how I see it. Most people put down, they feel like for a plus-size woman, you should be lucky to have a man. So whatever you're going through with him, you shouldn't complain because you can't have one.
I know that's
depending, because that's how most society look at people. Okay, well, you have a man. Regardless if he's cheating on you, regardless if he's lying to you, you got a man. So you need to just shut up. Whatever happens, take it. No, like most big women, and it's sad because there's still some plus-size women to this day, some that I even know that feel like, okay, well, I have a man, so I might as well just let me do right by him, and regardless of what he's doing, you know, I have somebody. I'm like, no, just because you have somebody doesn't mean he's with you.
But I don't think that's necessarily...
He has to be on notice, too. Like, hey, you easily replaced.
Okay, we have a caller holding on 215. Good evening, 215.
Hey, it's me, 215. 7752. What's good? What's good? How you feeling, Brett?
I'm good. How are you? Is this the solar system?
No, feeling like a real man should. You know how I mean? You know how I go. But no, you know what? You know, I was listening to what y'all been talking about from the beginning. As a matter of fact, I wrote in the chat room how I went back and looked at that Weather Girls video. I never saw that shit before. This shit had me dying. Nasty ass dancing niggas from the 80s. Looking all crazy.
Oh, right? You talking about the video.
Hey, don't dog my period, boy.
Oh, okay. You talking about the dancers around in the trench coat?
Ew, did you hear that? Our Black reporter just said that.
Look, that was my period, too, but shit, this is crazy. It's but you know, like, really, what gets lost in this whole thing is, like, one of the other things I was writing in the chat room was that culturally, Black people pretty much been down with big girls from the beginning. Like, we didn't really have those types of hang-ups. So where we got more into looking at our women the way the media was heading us in the direction to look at her, then things started changing. But they was changing from for different reasons with different people. So as I was growing up, if there was pressure to date this kind of girl or that kind of girl, then a lot of us succumbed to that kind of pressure. But not all of us did that. So a lot of people stood their ground. They said, well, look, I'm going to like who I like and I'm going to date who I want to date. Because sometimes the stereotypes or the cookie cutter type of person that we were supposed to like didn't really live up to the hype. For example, like LaCrush was saying back in the day, the whole light skin thing was the shit around the way. So that was almost like saying that just because you was light skin, you was pretty. Mm-hmm. And I never saw it that way. It's like, all right, well, you know, beauty is beauty, and one thing is going to attract one person and distract another person. So, you know, I grew up with a lot of light-skinned chicks that was in my classes that wasn't all that cute. Some of them was really cute. Some of them wasn't. I had dark-skinned chicks in my class. Some of them was really beautiful. Some of them wasn't. But it all depends on what I thought was beautiful, and it might have had something to do with some of the other things that was going on, too. So, you know, you're getting like the ninth grade, you know, chicks starting to grow a little fat ass, little big titties and all that kind of stuff. So we started incorporating that into the whole beauty aspect too. So as far as BBW, which wasn't a term that I was even familiar with back when I was a teenager, a lot of that had to do with, it was sort of, for me, like, the bigger the chick, the bigger the titty. I mean, I was like, a win is a win. You know, but luckily, I never really got into that whole thing about having to date somebody because they look like something to somebody else. I wasn't really into all of that. And I it might have had something to do with me always pretty much rooting for the underdog anyway. But it didn't, you know, like, you have to appreciate other people's gifts. And once you start to look at people in the whole instead of just the shell that they're in, you start to have a greater appreciation for them. So with that being said, I wanted to knock down some rumors that some people still have, but, you know, we gotta get this thing out. Now, this might sound a little shallow, but it's just true. Like, when I was growing up, the thing that all my friends was talking about was skinny chicks are the way to go because they're energetic and their pussy is like bottomless pit. But that's a lie. You know what I mean? I mean, when you think about it, it don't even make no sense. Like, my man used to have this saying. He used to say, fat girls have fat pussy, skinny girls have all pussy. So it's like, you know what I mean? You know, like, you can feel the beat of their chest to be so far up in them. But that's not true. So you need to knock down those types of stereotypes. And one of the stereotypes, you know, I'm not coming down on nobody, but, you know, this is, like, most black men I know like a chick that has a fat ass. But I wonder how many of those black men who love a chick with a fat ass, and as famous as we made chicks with a fat ass, I'm popular and famous in the media now, how many men have had to come to grips with themselves that a fat ass has absolutely no bearing on how good the pussy will be? Because it really has, one has absolutely nothing to do with the other. Just, you know, so I always wondered about that. I know I had to come to grips with that concept a long time ago. It didn't make me like a fat ass any less, but just stop having to, you know, try to make that connection, because it just don't fit. Oh, and another thing, all big girls can't cook. It you know, some can cook, some can't cook. You know what I'm saying? So, a lot of them, you know, some eat a lot of fast food, but, you know, like, they don't mean if they can throw down in the kitchen. But if, you know, all right, the last thing is.
That's one of me.
What'd you say?
I said I cannot lie. That's part of me.
What, is that you can cook or that you can't cook?
That I can't cook. I'm a fast food freak.
See, there you have it. See, we making big strides on this show. We break it down the wall.
We break it down walls.
You know what I'm saying? We break it down chains. I'm ignorant.
Now, let me ask you a question, son. Basically said that, okay, I saw the chat room, what you were saying about how you'll date a plus-size woman, but she got to have boobs. You said
yes,
she got to be big-chested.
She doesn't have to be big chested.
That's
why they make girdles.
That ain't really gonna go over well.
That's why they make girdles. But listen, let me ask you a question though. You date a girl, you take meet a woman at the club. She got big breasts and a skinny stomach. Don't you think she go home and take them spanks off? Her stomach gonna fall out.
No, I know. Wait. Here's the thing, Rick. I'm the type of dude that finds out the truth early. I'm not gassed by all of that. You know, all of the decorations, all the little work that y'all put in order to look like Saturday night on a Saturday night. I'm already into all of that. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not even, you know,
This reminds me of a scene I think in a Wayans Brothers movie where this homeboy picks up this girl out in the club and he takes her home and she says she'll be right out. She goes to the bathroom. Huh?
Go ahead.
Takes off her wig, takes off her fake boobies, takes off her fake butt, takes off her shoulder pads, takes off everything that's fake about her, and when she comes out,
and her leg, hey,
huh?
And her leg.
Look, I tell people all the time, you know, like, never meet a chick on a Saturday night. Because it can't get no better than that. You know, you are. It's only one way to go from Saturday night, and that's down. You need to meet a chick. You need to see what she looked like. You need to see what she looked like at 5 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday. 5 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday, because that's the truth right there. You can't hide. You can't lie about it. You know, but if you pass the Tuesday at 5 a.m., I'm telling you, believe me, you got to win her for life. Because that shit is going to last. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's sad that the pressures are on people out there to, you know, to try to get that bullshit liposuction and all of that. But, you know, what a lot of people don't understand about getting that surgery is this. And I'm real passionate about this topic because, you know, people fucking themselves up getting this shit. You know, they call themselves getting the surgery for health reasons, but, you know, You have to consider the time that it takes to get big. You know what I mean? Your anatomy and your physiology is already built over time to be able to handle the weight that you put on. If you suck all of that out in an instant, your whole anatomy and physiology is fucked up. And a lot of people wind up having more serious health problems. Because they tried to fix overnight what they may have been building for years. It don't work that way. Nature always takes its course, and it's going to win in the end. It's like trying to fight gravity. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to win. It's the way.
All right,
it's the way things are.
Area code 225. I just brought you in. Sorry for the hold up. Hello, 225.
Hello.
Hello, sugar.
Hi.
Lady C on the phone, everyone. Lady C.
There can only be one thing.
What?
Here he go.
You.
He always got to give her a special welcome. You can't just say hi, Lady C. He always got to give her a special.
She was here earlier. For argument's sake, she was here earlier. And I think she had to hang up. But she was here.
Yeah.
Lady C, what have you been listening to the madness? What do you think about what Sun just said about, you know, the Saturday night on a Saturday night? I like that. To look like
man.
A Saturday night on a Saturday night.
The same thing goes for a man. He looks like he's got a million bucks on Saturday because he's dressed. He may even borrow some
like
yeah.
He's popping
and
bottles.
You think that he, you know, he buy drinks. And it may just be his paycheck for that week. If he can't cover Sunday, he's sitting there. I can't put nothing in church.
I wonder why.
No.
You know, so.
I spent all my old friend on a campaign.
We set up to look our best, because if we don't, no one wants you if you don't look your best.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah, like you said, but don't call me at 5 o'clock on Tuesday morning. You may get your feelings hurt.
Look, I don't want to call you then. I just want to see you then.
So when you show up at the door without calling you,
you ain't getting in, period.
If it's 5 o'clock in the morning, I should have been there from the night before, shouldn't I?
Oh, well, then if you get to spend the night, you'd have seen more than that anyway, so. Same
okay.
Well, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see the transformation from Saturday night to Tuesday at 5 a.m.
Well,
you know what I mean? That's a hell of a time travel right there.
Yeah.
All I'm really saying is, look, I'm, you know, I don't get on nobody about doing whatever they feel like they need to do in order to feel more attractive, pretty, or however you want to term it. But the thing is, you still have to work with the from the source of where true beauty comes from, and that's right. That's in your head. That's who your truth is. So if you feel ugly in there, no matter how much shit you put on, how much surgery you get, how much perfume you put on, none of that shit is going to make you beautiful. Because you've already challenged yourself out because you really think that you're working from the bottom. You know what I mean? So you'll never really be a star. It's your mind right now.
That's true.
You know?
That's
love
true.
Yourself.
But like you say, with the surgery, some people have the surgery, they lose the weight, and they still never feel small enough. It's a continuous battle.
Because their mind ain't right. Yeah, that surgery is a cap of bullshit. You know, stop listening to Wendy Williams, that Al Nemeniscus bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Fucking people up with that bullshit.
You have to learn to love yourself whenever you act.
That's true on that mental right there. You know, because I go to the doctor every day telling her I gained 5 pounds, 6 pounds, 10 pounds. And she be like, no, you actually lost 20. What? I have just come to the conclusion that if I feel like I'm gaining weight, I'm actually losing it. I've finally come to that conclusion because this happened not once, not twice, but this is happening every time I go to the doctor for the last 3 years. I always end up saying, and then when I feel like I lost weight, like, okay, I lost, I'm good, I'm big, I'm small. I'm like, no, you actually gained. Yeah, unless you gained weight.
Yeah,
you gained 15 pounds back.
Like,
wait, what?
Okay, what's the scale say? Okay, you sure? Let's try that again. Okay.
Right.
But you got to learn to love yourself.
Yeah, that's it. Caress your belly.
The surgeries are meant, they say, to save you. But once you have these surgeries, it's a life-changing thing. And if your mind ain't set for the surgery, your body ain't.
Yeah.
Lady C, Starbuck in the chat room wants to know if you're a BBW.
Oh yes, I'm a BBW.
And he says, actually, Just Live 7 says some women go as far as sleeping in makeup and wigs.
Oh, no. Baby.
Well, that
don't
got nothing
everything.
To do with you being big. That's all.
Exactly.
That's just a woman, period. Because, you know,
yeah,
a lot of.
I guess trying to hide there.
No,
right.
I don't hide anything. You're going
to say
everything.
They're trying to give it. Okay, can I just say this, though? I'm guilty of waking up in the middle of the night and throwing my lip gloss on. I have done that.
Well, that's
in the
middle of the night.
I have done that. I've thrown my lip gloss on, I brush my hair, and I lay down.
What the hell is that?
I'll brush my teeth and watch.
And I go brush my teeth.
That out.
Right. And then you just lay back. You just lay back and you know, you get a little comfy and you get your little position. I've done that. I'm not even going to front. I have done that maybe once.
Don't that sticky stuff get all over your pillow?
No, I'm not meaning I'm asleep, but you know,
you your face in the pillow. You sleep
I'm not asleep. I'm up because, you know, you got to pull the curtain back a little bit so the light can get onto your face. Girl, listen, it's a plan. Let me tell you something. We got a plan. You know, you push the curtain back. Now, I have black curtains in my room. So, you know, I just need to put a crack in because I sleep at the edge of the bed. So I just need to put a crack in the curtain. I pull it back a little bit. You got the glow from the morning light
and
on you.
I'm done.
I've done that. And that's what I'm saying. Like, when I was younger, my mental was all fucked up about men. But I tell you this, though. In my 20s, I was single the whole time. I had my last boyfriend when I was 21. And I was single the whole time. So all the effort that I put into it didn't work. So it's like, fuck y'all. We're just going to let it all hang out now. You know what I mean? Like, I had the girls. I had the push-up bras. You know, it was like, you know what? Fuck you. Look at my naked booty now. You know, like, it was just that serious. You know, you take that extra step and go out and buy the new outfit and all this other stuff and buy the lingerie. Fuck out of here. And they have the fancy-ass boxes on.
But listen.
I understand that. Most people after being in messed up relationships, they get to that point where they're like, fuck it. Understandable. But there are sometimes when you are in a relationship and things are going right, that it's okay for you to get to that point. Some people get into, like they said, they get into a relationship, and most of us, when they're like, okay, well, you know, he's seen me with, you know, the baggy T-shirt, the bleach thing, the hole in this, and that, and the third, and he's still here. So, you know, it's a process. But then sometimes, you know, you got to reward him for good behavior, for being here through, you know, the baggy T-shirt, and let him know, okay, yes, I'm more comfortable in my wife beater with the little bleach stain at the bottom of it and the hole right by the boob and whatnot. And let him know, okay, yes, I appreciate you being comfortable, but let me just throw on something nice just for you once in a while.
Fuck right here. Y'all don't do it. I've never seen. How many of y'all got silk boxes in y'all drawers right now?
You can't just
how many of y'all got a pair of silk boxes in y'all drawers, right? Or a pair of silk boxes in y'all drawers?
I got two.
If
you
didn't
buy them for
box of briefs.
I have two that I bought personally.
No, I'm not talking about.
Yet,
I'm not talking about box of briefs
because
that's something you wear every day, Black Reporter. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, to dress up. But how many of y'all take the time to dress up for us?
They don't.
That's another show topic in itself.
I love being all dressed up in the suit, tie, and everything.
Okay, Starbuck in the chat room wants to know if any of the ladies are single and if any of them accepted applications. I guess he wants to be somebody's horse.
That's a good question.
I have to.
I had a feeling this was coming. He asked, and he says, I have some silk boxes. If y'all guys want to know that, he's got three pairs of silk boxes. So if any of y'all want to take him on as a horse,
are they red?
Hello.
So I got a question, and I want to say this. My question is this. As far as the whole BBW, SFBBW topic that we have going, something that we don't see now, and I haven't seen this in my hood until recently, or even just experiencing myself, is the white man. And speaking of white man, where's John H.? But that's not is the white man love for a plus size black BBW.
Yeah.
That is something like that is something that's definitely coming to the forefront and to the now I say that this is something that is not, you know, I hate to go down this road, but I'm gonna go down this road. Master loved him some big black woman from the beginning of, you know, 400-500 years ago. But now it is so, you know, at one time that was so taboo, right, Black Reporter?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, it's not even to mess with a black woman, but let alone a plus-size black woman.
Black
that's
woman.
Nanny. You know, that's nanny. Right. That's, you know, that's their nanny. You got to think of, okay, let's look at the positions that they hold in their life. You know, that's your nanny. That's your mammy. You know, or you know, we always
your
have
maid.
That position. Your maid. You're some type of servant. And it's like now, you know, you worshiping her, like seriously, worship, okay? Like, I want to worship your ass. I want to, you know, and it's
quest.
Come and it's now. It's like this is a fetish thing.
Quest.
So, you know,
speaking of fetishes, I have seen more plus size black women looking for white submissive under males.
Me.
And ever before.
Me.
That, yeah, you know, that. So it's like, and the whole situation is just so, it's so oxymoron. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little oxymoron because of the positions that we held. Like, if you look at it in a regular setting, in a regular life setting, we are, like,
you know, we're servants to them. We're servants to them. We're maids. We've always held this position. We're the lady at the local store. We're at the cleaners, you know. And now you got ladies who are, you know, in power, you know, that do have
right.
professional positions and so forth and so forth. You got these guys that just want to worship them and be submissive.
But they were freaks back then.
Yeah,
back
they were freaks back then. But and now
they wanted that
too. That whole BDSM, that was nothing. You know, that was nothing I could advertise. Like, yeah, I tell you, my name was the Crush Hearts. I would have been banned. 20 years ago, just for the school name of having a LaCrush Heart. You know, that would have been something banned. That would have been BDSM. We never even talked about that. We
no,
never
they just put you in the special kit.
Right. So it's like now I can go in there and I can say, you know, I do face sitting, I do crushing, I do, you know, smothering, wrestling, and things of that nature that, you know, big girls are known to be doing of the, you know, plus size nature. You know, so you have the, I don't know. It was just something that just crossed my mind.
Now, Frank, I got one question to ask you. Those services, is it mostly white men asking for them?
What?
The crushing and the wrestling and stuff.
Is it? No, I'm going to tell you this. It really isn't, but when you start giving them prices, it is. It really isn't. But as soon as you give the prices, the ones that's willing to pay the price happen to be those that are not black. But most of the people that ask are black. So
that's
black men want it for free. They want to do shit for $20.
They don't
want to
get it for free.
Like, how did you get $20 out of $300? I don't get
Listen,
it.
He'll pay ass to the limo.
You know what, Brick? You ain't
you
never
need a
lie.
Ride? I got a ride.
You ain't never lie, right. Brick.
Nope. They
I got
limo.
You. Right. They'll send a limo. They'll pay. You ain't never lie. You hit it nose right on the head right there.
Come
yep.
there. They don't. They got croissants and everything laid out for
they
you.
They got everything
waiting
for you. And they treat you so good. They so gentle.
Yep, enjoy.
And oh, my goodness.
Are
you be like,
you
really?
More?
Right, really? They so generous.
You're good.
They feed you. They ask you over and over again. Like, I didn't get this treatment from my own kind.
Thank you.
So,
that's
true. That's
true. I'm advertising for one. I can't seem to find one. I done put an ad in Craigslist. I'm waiting.
That's where you at. They not hey. On there. I keep telling you what you need to do.
Where they at?
Why people don't never listen to me. No,
hip hill side.
I need to start listening
side.
To me. You know what it is? I'm a Scorpio. I think that's what it is. Like, y'all don't ever listen to me. Nobody, Black Reporter.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody ever
listens
to me.
And
then 8 months later, in December, they're going to be like, oh, girl, you know what I did? Like, did I tell you to do that
that's
8 months ago?
That's true. I don't listen to my mother. She's a Scorpio. And the same
yep.
thing happens.
Yep.
Go ahead,
and like, girl, you know what I did? Like, I told you to do that 8 months ago. Oh, God.
We got caller holding. 917. Caller.
Chevy,
917.
Baby.
I got you. 202 up. That's Chevy.
Chevy, baby. Hey.
Hi,
Chevy, baby.
How's everybody?
What's up?
Ooh, why
you
sound
boy,
like that?
Not
no, I'm on it, actually.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. How's everybody doing tonight?
We are today. You're by my side. Chevy,
late,
why
now.
You come visit me?
Oh, Lord.
I got my daughter right now.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Hi, little Chevy Junior.
She's nowhere around. She's upstairs. I'm downstairs. So, and
what's her name? Chevrolet.
What's her name?
Her name is not even. Nah, it's not that. Her name is Janaea.
Okay.
Her name is
Janaea.
Yeah,
Janaea.
Yeah.
Come say hi to your new stepmother. No,
oh boy.
Oh no. Oh, my
oh,
name
boy.
Is
you know, her mom, you know her mom's ain't gonna like that.
Oh,
well.
Tell her to come see me. We'll have crumpets and tea. Oh, Lord.
She'll listen far from you. That's a crazy thing.
I know.
Yeah.
We'll tell her we'll have crumpets and tea. I'll invite her to a party and turn her out.
That's your party.
I mean, she probably will be. I don't know. She probably will be. Can't call on that. So what's the question for the night?
We're talking about SSBBWs. Why do you like them?
Right. Why do you like me, Chevy?
I don't know. It's a preference I always had ever since I was younger. Like
why
first
am I
grade younger?
Let me guess. You had a school teacher with a big butt, right? That's usually everybody's story.
No, not even. Not even. It was
so
just like my homegirl. I just found. I had a crush on her since I seen her in first grade, and I can't really explain
Ooh,
it.
First grade.
I can't really explain it.
First grade.
Yeah, first grade.
What's she developed?
Yeah, we've been friends
grade?
On Facebook. First grade. I haven't talked to her in like a year. Yeah, but you know.
Chubster. She was a chubby baby.
Yeah, I always had a crush on her, and as I was getting older, As I was getting older, I just end up, that's what I like. I can't really explain it. But I don't really rep it like I used to, though.
Oh.
Okay. Shout out to 803 who's listening. If you want to talk 803, don't forget press 1, and we'll put you on. Shout
Come
out to
on,
803.
Come
button.
Call in. Press 1, 803. Press 1. What the hell is that? Come on, 803. Press 1, 803. Pay a pressure. Press 1, 803.
Oh, Lord.
You can do it. You can do it. Let me stop. I get an email from my crush. You can do
okay.
it, 803. Join
it's,
us.
About a half hour until we end the show. I could play music or we could continue to shoot the shit.
Let's
really
get
doesn't matter.
Let's pressure 803 to call in, guys. 803, we want to hear your voice.
803, call.
Call in. Join us.
Oh, God, what the hell? Stop pressuring 803. Jesus. Oh, now I've got to figure what up for 803, see? That 803 wants to speak. All right, 803, I'm going to put you on. 803, hello.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Yay, who's
this? Hey.
Hey,
803.
Hey. Hey, Brick. Hey, Black Reporter. Hey, everybody else. Fine.
Hey, who's this?
Know all y'all. See, y'all don't even know that 803 know all y'all. That's what's
exactly.
up.
That's kind of weird. I'm scared.
Actually, I know that voice.
Really?
Thank you. You're funny.
Oh. You're funny. No, you don't.
Why,
he knows
803.
This funny from the group.
Did y'all hear
her? It's who?
Sunny from the group. From the group.
Oh, Sunny!
Oh,
right.
Sunny!
He rides.
Oh, come on,
brother.
Oh,
hi,
wow.
Sunny!
Y'all
come
on.
Listen to me.
This
hello,
brother.
Sunny.
This just shows me how y'all don't listen to me. Welcome, Sunny.
No, you. I remember the name Sunny.
Right. Y'all don't listen.
I listen.
To me.
Oh, Jesus.
I done blew Sunny up so many times ago. But welcome to the show, Sunny. We appreciate you calling and listening, and you finally called in. We're so happy.
And finally speaking up.
Yeah.
Listen,
you can't just. So I said I'll speak.
Thank you for speaking. You heard all the crazy Sun 752's nonsense. If you can sit through that, you can sit through anything.
That word.
That's a swash shit to say. You know, you always got something crazy to say.
Okay.
Your philosophy on things is hilarious.
I'll tell you how I'm feeling.
Yes, you do. You say it with your chest.
Hey.
I like that.
Hey, I know I can't be 100% wrong. I may not be 100% right, but I know I'm hitting. I know I'm hitting something out there.
What you hitting out there, boo?
Ooh.
Would you say all the time that's a whole other show?
Oh, oh Lord have mercy.
That's a
boom boom room show.
That's a whole nother show.
So look. I don't want to ruin Saturday night for all my people out there.
You know? Oh, yeah, don't you got to come on Saturday night?
Right, you done discouraged them on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
They ain't going
to
want
to go out there. Look, the club's going to be full and all that shit. I ain't heard nothing out there.
Right.
It's been going on way before me, and it's going to go on in silence.
Can I just say this, though? Speaking of that, this was mommy or something. When I was growing up, well, not growing up, in the 90s, when BBD came out with Never Trust a Big Button to Smile, I hated that song because of that one. Because I'm like, that's all I had going for me was a big button and a pretty smile. And when they said, don't ever trust a big button, I took offense to that. I'm just saying. I felt some type of way. They want to know if Sunny related to Sun 752. They want to know if Sunny
related
to Sun
752.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It's same solar system.
okay. Sunny, are
you
a big, beautiful woman or are you sick?
I'm a big, beautiful woman. I'm thick.
Nice.
She a thick madam. Very good.
Nice. And I'm taking it, Sunny, that you are a shy person by nature, right?
Yes.
You're shy by nature.
I get that. Me too. Me too.
I'm shy too. Why would I say everybody got to laugh? Wait, why would I say everybody got to laugh? I don't appreciate that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am.
You am?
I am not.
I am shy. But what I was going to ask, though, being a big girl and having an already shy personality, how was it for you being, you know, in your interaction with men and things like that? Are you married?
I'm divorced. I was married for a long time and recently got divorced about 2 years ago. I never really had a problem with men. They usually approach me. I'm kind of shy, so I kind of push them back. But I usually let them approach me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Are you in your late 30s or 40s?
I'm 33.
Okay.
Yeah, woo, 30.
You've been married a long time? Wow.
Yes, I got married very, very young.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel you on that. I was here. Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay.
Shout out to Cuffin season. I just thought about that. That's when big girls come into full season, full blossom. It's Cuffin season. When Cuffin season comes,
oh Lord,
it's all about the big girls.
It ain't that time yet.
I know it's not,
but it came to mind just now.
Oh Lord, we gotta have some for Cuffin season, definitely. The annual Cuffin show.
Yeah,
I don't understand that though. How can you? I really understand that. Like, how can you get the surgery to gain all that weight back?
Because you stretch your stomach back and you stop.
Yeah.
You stretch it back and you keep eating and keep eating, and your body can't get rid of it. And you're stretching your stomach back instead of just making it 3 small meals, they make it 50 small meals, and the stomach starts stretching back.
Oh.
That's disgusting.
Well, look, if,
I
mean,
that girl Connie Wilson want to go for a second surgery. Like, really, lady?
What?
But that's the thing.
Yeah,
that's
taking her second one.
That's,
yeah.
She's not that big.
Really, she's not. She want to be skinny.
Look,
like
that's
her
the thing. Once you go under the knife for cosmetic reasons, you only doing that for cosmetic surgery is like tattoos. Nobody can do it just once. You know what I mean? You're going to do it again and again and again, especially
if
you feel like this is working. Again, if you people be see, I'm getting a note. I fucking what's that? A body note? You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, like this is my titty money. This is my ass money. This is my money.
Nah.
And I believe that.
But it's true. Nobody
he's right.
Nobody get that surgery only one time. You know what I mean? Because you want to start finding more imperfections and thinking that you can fix that. Which is, like I said, nature always...
I mean, when they remove all that skin and you stretch it back out again, because you lose it so fast, they got to remove all this stuff, and it's like, oh.
But there you have it. I mean, you still haven't curbed your eating.
It's a mental thing. You're not mentally ready.
It's a lifestyle change. It's a lifestyle change.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you was really ready to do a lifestyle change, then you wouldn't need the surgery in the first place. You know what I mean?
You would have stopped. Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. You can't microwave your way through life. You know what I mean? It don't work that way. You have to change the way that you do things. Stick with them. Be consistent. You know, and overall, you'll improve your health. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to.
I mean,
you don't have to try
to
lose 100 pounds.
All your weight. You just eat better. You start eating healthier, and there are big people who are healthy. Just
that's
because
right.
You're big doesn't mean that you're not healthy. There are skinny people who have worse health than us sick people. Mm-hmm. And you look at
that's
them,
true.
Oh, this is wrong and that is wrong. And you're like, okay, because you go to the doctor and you're big. First thing the doctor look at you and say, you're overweight, really? Tell me something I didn't know. It's just that I was skinny until I walked in the door and I blew up.
Yeah,
I've always been a big girl, too. So you learn. That's the first thing you hear. And, oh, your pressure is good. Oh, this is good. And they look at you like, how'd you do that? I do eat some healthy food. I try my best to keep myself going and things, you know. So it's not just the weight. But if you learn to love yourself and you have someone that loves you like that, it's hard. You know, when someone loves you, they love you for your fat, skinny, or whatever. There's nothing against skinny people, but it's against everybody learning to love themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have
and
something.
And you find that
person. You got to get that together.
Yeah. Because you can have the surgery and lose all the weight and you still don't love yourself, you're never going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You're still going to be looking at what else can I do.
Look, you see what happened to Kelly Price. Lost weight, lost her career. Garbage.
She didn't lose her career.
But you know what? In a way, she did.
Lost weight.
She's so
no,
sweet.
In a way, I think so. I think so, too. I think in a way, she did. She did so much. My thing is this. She did so much fighting. Once again, she was very vocal when she first came out. She was very vocal as far as saying, you know, this is an injustice, you know. And nobody knew that was her, more money, more problems. They had her on the screen. They had all these other girls dancing and stuff like that. And nobody knew that was her, more money, more problems. And it was another song that R. Kelly came out with. Nobody knew that it was her singing the hook. They didn't even, they even said that he didn't even want her to do a video for when her first single came out. Because she was big.
She was too old for him.
She was large.
She was too old
right,
for
she was of larger
she
size.
Was...
However.
No, because she was too old. She was too old.
Nah, it's because she was too big.
Yeah.
But,
but seriously speaking, you know, and then you probably did it for, a lot of them say they do it for health reasons, blah, blah, blah. But I'm thinking, do you really have to go through that to that extreme? For health reasons,
look,
like, you know.
Look, man, you know, look, the history tells me that every time a singer loses weight, their career go with the weight. Jennifer Holliday lost weight. Vesta lost weight.
Aretha Franklin.
Kelly Price.
Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin didn't lose her weight.
Yes, she did.
She did.
Wait,
did she lose
her
weight?
The thing is, which was the best Luther?
Aretha.
Well, Luther,
first of all,
Luther lost weight. Luther did that shit so many times, it just finally killed his ass. You know what I mean?
4 months we've been doing this.
school battle
school
between
battle.
The crush
yeah.
with
old
the new school,
school and
jams.
School.
And then we have Black Reporter with his old school jams. We may be doing something a little different, a little more creative on Thursday. So, you know, tune in, chop it up with us. You know, it's going to be a light week, y'all. It's going to be a light week.
Very nice, very nice.
It's the end of the month. Wow.
Okay,
yes,
then we move
month.
To Fridays, not this Friday, but the next Friday, we and Crush host a show called Pillow Talk online on every other Friday where we discuss intimate issues live on webcam. You can see her, you can see me, we get our jammies with our teddy bears and stuff with lip gloss popping.
Titties
out.
Titties and teddy bears.
Titties
and teddy bears in pajamas.
Titties and teddy bears.
Yay.
Titties and teddy.
Titties, teddy bears, and lip gloss. There we go.
And lip gloss.
And lip gloss. We got our lip gloss popping.
And if you want to come through and talk live, what you can do is you can still use the Blog Talk Radio to call up, but you go to phonefantasyradio.com to see us live. You don't have to enter no type of thing. You can just see us straight up in there. Okay, that's not this week. That's next Friday. All right, excuse me, Mr. Sun 752. Do you want to tell us what you have coming up Saturday on Saturday before people go out and take care of their Saturdays?
Actually, Wednesday.
Yes, yeah, Wednesday. Wednesday come before Saturday.
Oh, wait a minute. You're not moving to Wednesday? Something you do before your Wednesday? Before what?
Oh, my God. Wasn't you on the show last Wednesday?
Yes, she was.
Ooh. Okay,
no,
yeah,
I
was. Oh, wait a minute. First of all.
He wasn't there Saturday. You know what I mean? Why you
no, I wasn't there
show?
Saturday, but I was there with you in spirit.
I hear you.
But seriously,
he's
what you got coming out up?
Wait
a minute. So there's no more Saturday shows? Is it a Wednesday show? Oh, so what you got going on, brother? Speak.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Well, you know, we got a show. The Solar System show this Wednesday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Holla at us. The hell is that?
I don't know. Somebody got to turn their TV down or
I'm saying,
put her on mute or something
like
that.
That's Black Reporter. Right. I bet you that's him. It wasn't.
Yeah, but like I said, this Wednesday, 8:30 p.m., the 10 o'clock, the Sun Always Shines show, the Solar System. I don't know the topic yet. You know what I mean? My prior planning nowadays is not all that. I haven't brainstormed, but the show will be up Friday tomorrow. Tomorrow afternoon or something like that. For now.
Well, how can we get to you?
Same thing, blogtalkradio.com/sun752. Call in 347-677-1533. Sun Always Shines show, the Solar System show where the planets revolve around the sun. You know how. Shut up.
I'm Scorpio on there. I'm officially
Scorpio.
I scream Scorpio.
Okay.
I'll be Jupiter.
He's like, okay, damn.
All
he just hurt my feelings. Like, really? Okay, walking away. What's going on next Monday for your wild card show?
Oh, the wild card show. I don't know. That's why it's a wild card show. Anything.
We're
it could be anything.
Oh,
the
no.
Real fifth Monday of the month.
You know what?
Can
I might
say
make
this
a few
too?
Prank calls, maybe.
Ooh. Can I say this, too? Can If
yeah.
you have a show suggestion, topic
Please
suggestion, something you would like to bring to the table, by all means, email us, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, brickshouse@gmail.com.
That's
on, you can go to the website, Facebook, phonefantasyradio.com, and, you know, fill out the request form. You can hit us up on Facebook. All of us got a page. You know, just Google our names. Everything will pop up.
So I don't know if it's record, but 7752, I saw Good Times today when Thelma got married and he hit his knee and I thought about you. I just couldn't keep doing that.
Wait. When she got married and what happened?
When he hit his knee on JJ? He fell over JJ in the church.
You're taking a picture.
Ooh.
I thought about you. I said, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you went with me when he fucked his leg up.
Yeah, exactly. Or JJ.
Yeah.
Bad luck.
Of all things, that just didn't make sense.
Bad luck. I just thought about you today. I just started laughing.
Yeah.
And the PDL likes it. But that's another story for them. Anyway, I came up with an outro, guys, to the show. I'm not going to steal Black Reporter's outro anymore because I wrote my own. It's corny, but hey, it's mine. It's free.
Can I just play this real quick before you?
Sure you can.
Can I just play this real quick before you do your outro?
Okay.
I just want to play this real quick. Okay, there you go. I just had to get it out of my system.
I would get that.
Oh, God.
Okay,
you have
no outro for us.
Six. Yeah, this is my new outro. What time there was, now we stop. It's about...
You're not wrong.
All right. It's about that time at Brick's house. Time for you to depart. Seems like only a few minutes, huh? Didn't the show just start? You don't have to go home, but you got to get the hell out of here. Y'all that ate all the food and then drank all the beer. I'll see you next week when I let you back into my house again. Hey, don't come alone. Call Brentel that. Bring a friend. If you don't hear what you wanted, y'all won't hear it tonight. So with that being said, last one out, turn off the lights. That is the official outro to Rick's house for now on.
Yay! I love this by myself. I show this on my phone.
Beat that, Black Reporter.
Okay.
Beat that.
Black Reporter, that's your homework. I hope you have your homework ready for tomorrow night. I doubt it, but let's see what
tomorrow
happens.
Tomorrow night? Already?
Tomorrow's our show, isn't it?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Shout out to the chat room. Hi, Quest. How you doing, Quest? Oh, the Quest is here?
Yeah. Huh?
No. Oh. Hi. Shout out to the chat room. Thank you, everyone, for stopping. Rush, you're late. What happened? Mike, you're late. Anyway, Sun752, thanks for coming in the chat room. Thanks for coming in. He had to leave. What was the dude's name? What was the dude's name in the chat room? Nice dude.
Starbucks?
I forget his name.
Starbucks?
Yeah, but Starbucks. He was very nice. He had
Starbucks
to go just man. Live 7. Thanks for coming in the chat room.
Yeah.
Do we have anybody else? No, we have nobody else. Thank you, everyone that called in. Black Reporter, Lady C, Sun752, Sunny, anybody else?
Skyla.
Interact and talk all day long on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. Join the Fancy Lounge, everyone. See you all guys next week. We're going to close with a song, because I hate just closing out with nothing. I'm going to close us out, this recording out with a song. Something slow. This goes out to, I don't know. Let's send this one out to all the ones that's going to get laid tonight, like Sun752. I know he got some ass there on retainer. He about to get laid tonight. So I guess this goes out to him. Everybody have a good week. You know, I don't know you're going to get shit. Everybody have
right,
a good week. We'll
I don't
all
know why
she's going
to hop on a Greyhound to come to New York with us so we can all
I don't know why he don't.
Right.
You're
we'll all be Brick, Sun752. We all need to get up and go out to dinner or something like that. But Sun is acting like he don't want to come to New York. Like he's only 2 hours away.
I think he heard about from the last time we invited a guy to dinner.
I think
he
needs to hear about
secret.
That.
He heard.
He heard.
Don't tell nobody. I think he heard, though.
Don't
see, if it was up to you, you should have did what you did to the last one. He was
I didn't do nothing.
That's what
he acted
you
did. Like he wanted it. He's like,
I told you, you said they had to pull over too long.
Of course. He seemed like he was happy.
No,
right.
But 2 minutes is too long to face it. I told you that.
I know. Nobody told him to hold his breath.
Maybe he's going to fight some military charges.
In a moment of passion, you're not supposed to hold your breath. I tell you, I was going to wipe everything out and walk out. Like,
maybe
wipe everything
out. Maybe he will be the man who. Maybe some fight some won't press charges. Maybe he won't press charges. I don't know. He's probably gone. Is he gone? No, he's still in here. He listening. He might take another call.
Bye.
Anyway, we're going to close out tonight with Neo so I can clear this board and get rid of all these old songs and upload some new ones. So, good night, everybody. We're going to close it on Neo, and we will see you tomorrow on the Adult Zone Phone Fantasy Radio.
Peace. Bye.
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 Close the door. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Enjoy the
Oh, now you make me want to go find somebody.
Ooh. Oh, see, don't you want to? It's okay, no joke. Yes, girl.
This is that rain.
Damn.
Not like that.
You just want to have a bath?
Like this.
Have a good time.
I'll be doing a show.
Yeah. I like that.
Girl.
I don't make
this
a
song, right? Okay, I'm going
to
turn it up.
No,
but y'all have a good night.
Song.
Don't you
right,
want to do a strip piece, girl? Let's make a dance. This is Neo. Say it, girl.
Say it.
All right.
I'm
going to
do a strip
say
piece.
Say it. Y'all have a good night.
Let's put it in.
Your
put it in
body
the
was sprung from under the sea.
Yeah.
I hear it moaning, begging loud and clearly. I'm rather fluent. But it's your mouth, I want to tell it to me.
Girl, why don't you help me?
Anything that you want, baby, tell me you want it. I got it, baby.
Tell me what you want,
no. No more hoping and wishing. Name your position, I got it, baby.
Tell me what you want, and I got
Anything
it, baby.
Anything that you want, baby, tell me you want it. I got it, baby.